This is Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. Here is your host, Joe DiRienzo.
Hello and welcome to Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. It's Wednesday, September 9th, and coming up on today's show, the 18U national team completed the USA Baseball Summer with a gold medal win. I'll give you all the details on how Team USA brought back its fourth gold medal of the year. So first, let's see what's leading off. They were the final USA Baseball national team in action, and they too claimed gold just like the 12U, 15U, and women's national teams did before them. The 18U national team defeated host nation Japan 2-1 in the gold medal game on Sunday to win their third straight World Cup championship and now their fifth straight gold medal in consecutive years. Team USA got on the board first in the third inning, Blake Rutherford getting a base hit and scoring later on an error by Japan. Mickey Moniak scored later in the inning on an RBI double by Mike Amditas. That was all the USA pitching staff needed as Nick Prado threw 6 3rd innings and gave up just one run, striking out 9 and picking up the win. Braxton Garrett and Reggie Lawson combined for the final 2 2/3 innings, allowing just one base runner and closing out the victory for Team USA. Prado's performance added to an already impressive tournament run as he was named World Cup MVP. He threw 14 1/3 innings overall, striking out 17 batters and giving up just 2 runs and winning both of his impressive starts. Blake Rutherford and Reggie Lawson also both made the all-tournament team. Rutherford batted 345, leading the team with 11 RBIs and 9 runs scored. He also hit the game-winning home run in the 9th inning against South Korea, the only long ball Team USA hit in the tournament. Lawson pitched 10 1/3 innings, allowing just 1 run on 2 hits, and struck out 11 batters to earn his spot on the all-tournament team. After the game, coach Glenn Cecchini said, "I can't imagine a better feeling than this. I feel like I'm floating. Just to know that we did it, and to see the joy in the players' faces means so much. These are memories that will last for a lifetime." It was an incredible ride for Team USA, going 8-1 overall, and their lone loss came in the opening round against Japan, which they avenged in the gold medal game. Coming up next, we'll take a look back at the rest of the summer in USA Baseball. You're listening to Our Pastimes Podcast. Panini America is proud to be the exclusive trading card manufacturer of USA Baseball. Before the game's biggest superstars reach the show, they don the stars and stripes, and Panini America is there to chronicle that monumental step in a player's career with the most collectible trading cards, autographs, and memorabilia in the industry, all officially licensed by USA Baseball. Get yours today at your local trading card store or online at iCollectPanini.com. That's iCollectPanini.com. With this being our final podcast of the summer, I wanted to take a look back at the year that was for our national teams. The summer started for our national teams with the collegiate team, who played against Chinese Taipei and Cuba and participated in the America's Baseball Festival. They went 9-8 overall, including a 4-3 series win over Chinese Taipei and a 3-2 series win over Cuba. Game 1 against Cuba saw history made as Tanner Houck, AJ Puck, and Ryan Hendricks combined for a no-hitter in a 2-0 Team USA win. This marked the first time that the Cuban national team was no-hit in international competition in its history. When their summer wrapped up, Nick Banks spoke about his second stint with the collegiate national team and how this year's unit came together.
Beginning, when we first got here, not a lot of people knew each other. They hadn't really played against each other or with each other. So it took a while for us to start really bonding. But I would say once the fourth game came around, you could tell the dugout was getting a little bit more giggly and stuff like that, just kind of messing around with each other. And I think that's when we made a turnaround and started putting wins together.
While the 18U national team trials process was ongoing, the U.S. men's and women's Pan Am Games teams formed and went to Toronto for the Pan American Games. The men's team took silver after a fantastic run to the gold medal game. Tyler Pasternicki was the standout player for the men's national team as he batted 419 with 8 RBIs, 6 of which came with 2 outs at the Pan Am Games. Before they left for Toronto, manager Jim Tracy talked about how enjoyable getting to coach Team USA was for him.
You know what? I've been so blessed to be a part of this game over the course of 34 years in the minor leagues, in the major leagues, managing 19 years between the minor leagues and the big leagues. This being my first opportunity here, I have been so reinvigorated with this challenge. And have enjoyed these players in relation to what we're talking about and watching them come together mm-hmm. in a very short period of time. I'm really, really excited about this experience.
The women's national team summer was big before there were even results to talk about. 2015 marked the first time that women's baseball was included in a multi-sport international event, and Team USA faced off against Venezuela in the inaugural women's baseball game at the Pan Am Games. They picked up a 10-6 win while making history. The women's team kept on winning, including a complete game no-hitter by Stacy Piagno over Puerto Rico, which was the first of its kind in the history of the women's national team. They faced Canada in the gold medal game and added one more win to take home the first gold medal of the summer for USA Baseball. After their historic gold medal win, Malaika Underwood had trouble putting into words just how special the moment was to be up on that medal stand.
It's really, really difficult to put into words how great it feels. And I think at some point, down the road, all of us will appreciate the magnitude of the moment and the history that we were able to make, not only winning gold, but also being the first team to play in a game because we played that first game last Monday. And so there were a lot of points along the way where JP and some of the other coaches reminded us, hey, this is historic, take it all in, appreciate the experience. We were really focused on winning the games, of course, but, they tried to keep us, aware of what was going on and allow us to really experience everything.
The national team championships and other events were ongoing throughout the summer, and the next national team to compete internationally was the 12U national team. They went to Taiwan for the WBSC U-12 World Cup and defeated host nation Chinese Taipei 7-2 in the gold medal game to pick up the second gold medal of the summer for USA Baseball. Zach Torres batted .522 for the tournament, leading the team with 12 hits and 14 runs scored. Jack Ryan was the power hit of the team with launching 3 home runs and adding 3 doubles, all while batting .545 and knocking in 13 RBIs. On the mound, Nicholas Kurtz picked up the win in gold medal game and went 2-0 in his 3 starts at the World Cup, striking out 15 batters in 14 and 2/3 innings and allowing just 1 run. Torres, Ryan, and Kurtz were all named to the all-tournament team after that gold medal win. With 2 gold medals already and 2 national teams yet to play, the 15U national team headed to Aguascalientes, Mexico for the COPABE AA Pan American Championships. You heard a lot about their journey from director Brooks Webb last week. They were a tight-knit group formed with a strong focus on brotherhood and grit, and it paid off in a gold medal win. They defeated Colombia 9-5 in the gold medal game, the second gold medal of the 15U team's short history. Tristan Casas, Jeremiah Jackson, Justin Henry Malloy, and Jared Hart were all named to the all-tournament team, and Malloy was named tournament MVP. And this 18U national team wrapped things up the way we started today's show off with a gold medal win over Japan in Japan at the WBSC U18 World Cup. It was a huge celebration in their gold medal win, but assistant coach David Exheim was definitely soaking in the moment since he told me he's had this on his bucket list for a while.
It's no secret. The one thing, I've had certain goals in my life, and I wanted to win a state title in high school. I was able to do that. Wanted to win a national title in college, came in third, so did not achieve that. Wanted to win a World Series, have done that. But the most important thing I wanted to do was put on the USA and represent the club, and I never had that opportunity as a player. Mm-hmm. So now getting this opportunity, I can just imagine, probably chilling. Me and my brother was on the Olympic staff and had that opportunity. So, yeah, I hear all the stories. So that I'm the one asking the stories about it now. But, yeah, to be in Japan, representing our country, and hearing the national anthem is going to be truly magical for me.
All 3 youth national teams returned home with gold medals around their neck, with the women's national team adding a 4th to the count and the men's team adding a silver medal as well. That is one heck of a summer. Congratulations to all of our national teams for an incredibly successful year. We'll close out today's show right after this. There's only one way to get exclusive gear worn by the players on Team USA, and that's from the USA Baseball Shop. For official licensed USA Baseball gear, everything from performance apparel to hoodies, jackets, t-shirts, hats, and more, head over to usabaseballshop.com and be sure to follow USA Baseball Shop on Twitter and Instagram for exclusive deals and new merchandise. With that, today's episode of our Pastimes podcast has come to a close. We will now go bi-weekly in the off-season with plenty of content from alumni and 2016 previews, but no more national teams to talk about for now as the 18U team wrapped up the summer. Tune in tomorrow, September 10th on usabaseball.com for the NTIS Selection Show. Selections will be made for the national teams and national team development programs next year. Thank you all so much for listening this season to our Pastimes podcast. It's been a lot of fun to launch, and I can't wait to see what this offseason and beyond holds for us. So for all of our great guests we had this summer, I'm Joe DiRienzo. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to USA Baseball's presentation of our Pastimes podcast. For upcoming episodes and the complete archive of our Pastimes podcast, find us on iTunes or head to usabaseball.com.